The year was 1994. For the first time in four decades, Republicans seized control of the House of Representatives, marking the culmination of a conservative revolution that had been building since the end of World War II. What made this revolution remarkable wasn't just its success, but its resilience, surviving numerous near-death experiences while uniting three seemingly incompatible strains of conservatism. How did a movement that began with Senator Robert Taft challenging the liberal orthodoxy of the New Deal eventually reshape American politics? The story reveals not just political strategy, but a fundamental shift in how Americans viewed the proper role of government in their lives. Post-World War II America dominated global economics, with its 1945 GNP equaling the rest of the world combined. Amid this prosperity, labor tensions flared, with nearly 5,000 work stoppages involving 4.6 million workers. Robert Taft, a liberal conservative, emerged with a simple guiding principle: does a policy increase or decrease liberty? After Republicans won Congress in 1946, Taft challenged Truman's economic policies. His Taft-Hartley Labor Act created substantially equal bargaining power between employers and unions by restricting union influence. Though Truman defeated the do-nothing Republican Congress in 1948, Taft's principles had established a foundation for conservative thought. In 1952, Dwight Eisenhower defeated Taft for the Republican nomination. Despite this setback, Taft supported Eisenhower, securing promises of spending cuts and tax reductions. Their brief partnership before Taft's death in 1953 showed how conservatives could influence policy without controlling the presidency. Conservative revival gained momentum when William F. Buckley Jr. launched National Review in 1955, uniting diverse conservative thinkers. Meanwhile, Senator Barry Goldwater began challenging Eisenhower's modern republicanism. Goldwater's 1960 The Conscience of a Conservative established him as conservatism's spokesman. This bestseller advocated ending farm subsidies, enacting right-to-work laws, implementing a flat tax, and pursuing victory over containment in the Cold War, selling 3.5 million copies and inspiring a generation of conservatives. I would remind you that extremism in the defense of liberty is no vice. And let me remind you also that moderation in the pursuit of justice is no virtue. With these electrifying words at the 1964 Republican Convention, Barry Goldwater signaled conservatives' takeover of the Republican Party. Despite his crushing defeat to Lyndon Johnson, Goldwater's campaign transformed American politics. It expanded the Republican donor base from 50,000 to 650,000 contributors and mobilized 4 million volunteers. More critically, it built the foundation for future Republican victories by breaking Democrats' hold on the South and shifting Northern ethnic Catholics toward conservatism. Liberal commentators prematurely declared conservatism dead, with Walter Lippmann insisting voters were in the center. They couldn't have been more wrong. Thousands of young conservatives, inspired by Goldwater, later became senators, congressmen, Supreme Court justices, and presidential candidates. Among them was Ronald Reagan, whose televised address for Goldwater, A Time for Choosing, launched his political career. Reagan's speech, concluding with his famous Rendezvous with Destiny line, was hailed as the most successful national political debut since William Jennings Bryan. Between Goldwater's defeat and Reagan's election, conservatives methodically built an infrastructure that transformed American politics. The movement expanded through organizations like the American Conservative Union and the Conservative Book Club, while foundations supported influential thinkers, including six future Nobel laureates in economics. The New Right emerged in the mid-1970s when Gerald Ford nominated Nelson Rockefeller as vice president, outraging conservatives who viewed Rockefeller as the liberal who had smeared Goldwater. These activists, not intellectuals, opposed the four bigs: big government, business, labor, and media. Simultaneously, events drove some liberals rightward. McGovern's candidacy, Democrats' apparent willingness to abandon Vietnam, and the sexual revolution. Irving Kristol and Norman Podhoretz led this neoconservative movement, adding foreign policy expertise to the conservative coalition. By 1980, conservative organizations had formed a powerful counter-establishment. Conservative law firms emerged as counterweights to liberal groups, while think tanks like Heritage Foundation and Cato Institute placed conservative ideas at the center of policy debates, providing intellectual ammunition and grassroots support for Reagan's presidency. When Ronald Reagan entered the White House in 1981, he faced double-digit inflation, high unemployment, and a 21.5% prime interest rate. His economic agenda produced remarkable results. 60 straight months of economic growth, the longest since 1854, nearly 15 million new jobs, and federal receipts growing from $618 billion to over $1 trillion in 5 years. Reagan aimed to make government work alongside citizens rather than over them, targeting LBJ's Great Society programs, not FDR's New Deal. The federal civilian workforce declined about 5%, with significant cuts at education, 24%, HUD, 22%, and labor, 15%. Reagan's enduring domestic legacy includes over 350 federal judicial appointments, nearly half of all lower court federal judges. He elevated William Rehnquist to Chief Justice and appointed three associate justices, including Sandra Day O'Connor, the first woman. His most significant appointment was Antonin Scalia, who consistently opposed affirmative action, abortion, and judicial activism. In foreign policy, Reagan's strategy ultimately ended the Cold War. The Reagan Doctrine supported anti-communist resistance movements worldwide, forcing Soviet overspending while achieving significant diplomatic successes. The 1994 Republican Revolution gave conservative control of Congress after decades of infrastructure building. On November 8, Republicans gained 52 House seats, winning their first majority since Eisenhower's presidency, while also increasing to 30 governorships and gaining 482 state legislative seats. Under Newt Gingrich's leadership, the 104th Congress achieved significant policy shifts despite President Clinton's opposition. They eliminated aid to families with dependent children, AFDC, the first ever termination of a major entitlement program. Congress also ended New Deal-era farm subsidies, granted presidential line-item veto power, and transformed welfare by giving states authority through block grants. Republican governors demonstrated effective governance at the state level, with Wisconsin's Tommy Thompson pioneering welfare reform through his Work Not Welfare program that reduced welfare caseloads by 49.2%. These governors sent Washington a clear message: free the states, unshackle us from overweening federal control. For over two centuries, Americans have debated government's proper size. The conservative movement stands on limited government, individual responsibility, equal opportunity, balance between liberty and law, belief in God, and commitment to public virtue, all within constitutional boundaries. This conservative revolution has transformed American politics. From Taft challenging the New Deal, to Reagan's tax cuts, to Gingrich's welfare reform, conservatives have demonstrated effective governance at federal and state levels. What began as opposition to liberal consensus has evolved into a powerful movement with defined philosophy, national constituency, financial backing, media influence, and emerging leadership. Perhaps its greatest achievement is that many once radical conservative ideas, welfare reform, tax cuts, strong defense, now enjoy mainstream acceptance across the political spectrum. Today's political conflicts echo battles that began 75 years ago, revolving around the same fundamental questions about government's role and liberty's meaning that Taft articulated. The conservative revolution demonstrates that in America, ideas matter. Patient, principled advocacy can transform politics over decades. Understanding this movement's journey is essential to comprehending modern American politics.